In a surprise late reversal, a California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places, which had been blocked by a federal judge, took effect this week, even as a court case continues to challenge the law. U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney granted a preliminary injunction blocking the law on December 20th, writing that the law was, quote, sweeping, repugnant to the Second Amendment, and openly defiant of the Supreme Court. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals put a temporary hold on that ruling over the weekend, allowing the law to come into force as the case makes its way through the courts. The law, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 types of places, including public parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. That's one of several laws that went into effect on January 1st. Among others are many which cover a range of issues across the state. In criminal justice, a new law came into effect, cracking down on fentanyl dealers, which will add 3 years to the sentence for dealing more than 1 kilogram of fentanyl. Another law increases penalties for human sex trafficking of a minor by classifying it as a serious felony. Under the new law, people convicted of commercial child sex trafficking will face longer prison terms than they would have before, with an increased chance of receiving a potential life sentence. A pilot program has been authorized to start in 2024 in 6 California cities, including San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose, which may use up to 33 cameras to enforce speed limits in school zones and designated safety corridors. Another law requires law enforcement officers to explicitly tell drivers why they've been stopped or pulled over before engaging in any questioning. A new employment law guarantees more sick days for employees, raising the minimum wage from 3 sick days a year to 5 for employees who have worked at a company for long enough. Under a separate law, it is now illegal for employers to discriminate against employees for their cannabis use in their personal lives. This includes things like firing, hiring, and as a condition for continued employment. Workers can still be penalized for coming to work high, and construction work and jobs that require federal background checks are exempt. Under 2 different laws, minimum wage for healthcare workers and fast food workers will go up later this year. New housing will likely begin developing in 2024 with a law that makes it easier for religious institutions and nonprofit colleges to develop affordable housing on land they own, and another law that makes it easier for courts to slap down some environmental lawsuits blocking housing development. In healthcare, Medi-Cal has expanded its eligibility to undocumented immigrants of all ages. Also, California is continuing to codify its abortion and birth control protections with a new law that requires private health insurance plans to cover birth control products for women without prescription or copays at in-network pharmacies, and bans out-of-pocket costs for vasectomies for men with private insurance. Another new law will shield the state's doctors from legal jeopardy when mailing abortion pills to states that have criminalized the practice. A new law against junk fees prohibits hidden fees from being added to the advertised cost of hotel reservations, sports tickets, car rentals, and more. And a new bill aimed at stopping gasoline prices from spiking grants the California Energy Commission new authority to penalize refineries and set a maximum gross gasoline refining margin if necessary to help combat price gouging. It also creates a new independent state watchdog to investigate market or price manipulation of gasoline. And California now has a newly designated state mushroom, the California Golden Chanterelle. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.